Chicago has the largest known inventory of lead pipes of any city in the country. It's got more than 400,000 lines. Now, an investigation by WBEZ, Grist, and Inside Climate News has found the city is also paying more to replace them. Way more. Other cities with a lot of lead pipes are spending less than half of what Chicago does. WBEZ's Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco is here to tell us why the city spends so much money. And Juan Pablo, you looked at what it costs to replace a lead pipe here in Chicago and how that compares with other cities around the country. Tell us what you found.
Yeah, sure thing. So city officials say it costs about $31,000 on average to replace a single lead service line. And over the past 7 months, WBEZ, Grist, and Inside Climate News surveyed other cities with the most lead service lines in the country. So we're talking Detroit, Milwaukee, and New York. And the 18 cities that responded to us, they provided averages between $6,000 and $25,000, with most spending less than half what Chicago does. Now, with the federal mandate to remove every lead pipe within roughly 20 years, Chicago is facing this daunting timeline and an astronomical price tag. Replacing the city's inventory at the current rate will cost more than $12 billion.
Man, that's a lot of money. Can you remind us why lead service lines are so dangerous?
Anytime. You know, that's because lead is a potent neurotoxin. Lead pipes can leach into drinking water and put people at heightened risk for heart problems, developmental delays, and even reproductive issues. The EPA says there is no safe level of lead exposure. All of that is why the federal government is requiring water utilities across the country to get lead pipes out of the ground.
And why is it so much more expensive to replace lead pipes in Chicago?
Yeah, through months of reporting, we identified a few factors. So one, a confusing and expensive list of permits that can cost homeowners thousands of dollars. Two, early contracts that let plumbing companies overbid to cover worst-case scenarios. But nailing down exactly what's driving costs isn't easy. And that's because of a lack of transparency from the city. They kept giving us different numbers and answers for what exactly the average cost to replace a lead pipe is per program. And it's completely unclear how closely they're tracking these costs. Now, we did get a response from the mayor's office, and they told us that they're working on ramping up replacements and lowering costs.
And what do experts have to say about all this?
You know, what they're saying is that Chicago needs to start justifying why it's paying so much more for the service line replacements. Some people are calling for the city to provide at least a cost breakdown to help explain these high costs, but most agree that replacing lead service lines is about making sure that Chicagoans have clean drinking water. And so getting costs under control is really an essential part of protecting public health.
So still looking for a lot of answers. Thanks so much, Juan Pablo.
Anytime.
That's WBEZ's Juan Pablo Ramirez-Franco, our climate and environment reporter. You can see more at WBEZ.org.